Massachusetts commits $3.1 million to tackle youth gambling. This week, Massachusetts Department of Public Health, DPH, announced a $3.1 million investment aimed at preventing gambling problems among young people. The funding will support various programs focused on education, prevention, and treatment. Massachusetts, like other states, sets the legal gambling age at 21. After legalizing sports betting in August 2022, the state launched both mobile and in-person betting options by early 2023. Online betting profits are taxed at 20%, while in-person bets are taxed at 15%. Of these tax revenues, 45% goes to the state's general fund, while 9% is directed to the Public Health Trust Fund, which supports prevention, research, treatment, and assistance programs. Grant to support key initiatives across the state. According to the DPH, the $3.1 million grant will fund several initiatives, particularly focusing on preventing problem gambling among youth. The Office of Problem Gambling Services, OPGS, will allocate $1 million toward workforce development through an initiative called Project Build Up 2.0, which is aimed at expanding career opportunities. The remaining $2.1 million will support a peer-to-peer prevention initiative called Youth Leaders in Problem Gambling Prevention. This program engages young people, aged 12 to 21, in efforts to raise awareness about the dangers of gambling. Its goal is to educate and prevent youth from developing gambling problems, while also promoting awareness of gambling-related health issues throughout Massachusetts. Three organizations will lead the Youth Leaders in Problem Gambling Prevention program, each receiving $700,000 annually: the Boston Chinatown Neighborhood Center, the Public Health Institute of Western Massachusetts, and the Latino Education Institute at Worcester State University. Related: David Rebick proposes uniform gambling age rules. Critical support and education for young people. Victor Ortiz, the director of the OPGS, spoke of the importance of addressing gambling issues before they become a problem for young adults. Quote, supporting workforce development for problem gambling treatment providers will build the capacity of our outpatient treatment programs to address problem gambling and co-occurring substance use and mental health disorders. Reaching young people before they start down a path to gambling is critically important. Victor Ortiz, director of the Office of Problem Gambling Services. The 2021 Massachusetts Youth Health Survey revealed the prevalence of gambling among young people. The survey found that 42.4% of high school students and 43.47% of middle school students had gambled within the past year.